يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people who listen and apply. Today, inshallah ta'ala, in another episode of Wow, Words of Wisdom. And I hope, and I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all these episodes beneficial to all of us. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. As usual, we will read the hikmah in Arabic and then we will translate it. قال ابن الجوزي رحمه الله إذا غرق القلب في المباح أظلم فكيف بالحرام. سبحان الله. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he said, permissible acts when done excessively darken the heart. Imagine what the haram acts will do. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, in our deen, we have acts that Allah ordered us to do, and we have acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, and then in the middle we have something called mubah. And that is the same word that Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah he used. He said, إِذَا غَرِقَ الْقَلْبِ فِي الْمُبَاحِ. If the heart is excessively doing mubah. So mubah are acts that are okay to do. Eating, drinking, sleeping, playing sports, these are all allowed, you know, they are permitted. They will become dangerous when they are done excessively. When they are done excessively, they become dangerous. When I eat too much, it is harmful to my health. It makes me very lazy to get up and perform ibadat, right? It will be considered a waste of money sometimes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat and drink and do not become from the people who do israf, which is excessiveness in eating and drinking. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He does not like the musrifeen. So, sleeping too much, that is also not recommended. Playing too much, playing basketball, playing soccer, watching a game, all that is permitted. But when we do it excessively, then our heart becomes dark and we get used to this kind of environment, and that slowly and gradually will make us stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have ordered. Excessive eating maybe will lead me to sleep and maybe I will miss my salat. Excessive playing, it will make me get so involved in the game or so involved in watching a sport, and that will lead me to miss my other duties towards my family or towards anything else. So our deen is ummatan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we are a middle nation. We do not go in excessiveness to this side or to this side. We are always in the middle. And that's supposed to be our equation in everything in our life. We do not even do any access of worship. Like when the three people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Aisha radiallahu anha about his acts of worship. And she told him, how does he worship? And they kind of belittled what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does. So they said, I pray and I do not sleep. And the other said, I fast and I do not break my fast. And the third said, I stay away from women. So when Rasulullah was informed, he said, I pray qiyam and I sleep. And I fast and I break my fast. And I love to get married, subhanallah. So, and whomsoever does not follow my sunnah is not from us. So people thought that doing excess Going extreme is something good. And Rasulullah SAW told us that being moderate in everything that we do is what is recommended. So imagine if this heart is consumed with haram, with stealing and drinking alcohol or doing drugs or that, if with the mubah, it will make it dark. Can you imagine with the haram? I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any evil. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريماً.